This is the Novel Marketing Podcast.
I'm Thomas Umstadt Jr.
I'm James L. Rubart.
And this is the show for novelists who hate marketing but still want to become best-selling authors.
And today we have a guest that I'm very excited about. Thomas, you're excited about
this
guest
too? I am super pumped.
This is actually a great friend of mine, Brandilyn Collins. And Brandilyn, if you don't know who she is the award-winning, best-selling author of 28 novels. And the problem with having Brandilyn as a guest, frankly, is we could talk about myriad topics.
Almost anything.
We really could. And so we're going to have Brandilyn, we'd love to have you back at some point. But today we would love to talk to you about your branding and how you came up with your tagline. We just love to hear the story of that.
Sure. So thanks for having me. My tagline is Seatbelt Suspense. I've had that tagline now for probably since about 2006, perhaps. I came up with it when I decided to write suspense full-time instead of writing both suspense and contemporary. And I wanted, marketing is in my background, so I kind of understood that it needed to be alliterative, it needed to be catchy. But how do you put into words what I do as an author? So what I did is I had kept all of the emails that people, all my readers, send me. And I went through them and I started underlining words that came up again and again. And many of them talked about a roller coaster and strapping themselves in and edge of their seat.
Okay.
So because I realized that my tagline isn't just about how I view myself, it's how my readers view me and what they expect from me, right? Which may not be quite how I had viewed myself.
And one thing I want to point out here is how different that process was from what most authors go through. So most authors, they sit in on a writer's conference panel, and it's like, before you leave, you all need to have a tagline. They haven't written a book. They have no idea what their style is. They have no idea what about their style resonates with readers. And so they come up with some sort of phrase, and it's almost always encouragement and nature and butterflies. And we see a lot of taglines, you know, in my business. And the problem with those taglines is that there's no promise. And what I love about Seatbelt Suspense is that there's a built-in promise to the reader. And I know that that means a lot more than just Seatbelt Suspense to you. So kind of unpack that for us. What does that promise mean in terms of your brand?
Well, again, I went back to what people were saying in their emails, and I realized what they were seeing from what I was writing. It came into four different points. And these are the four points that have become the brand promise that goes with Seatbelt Suspense. And those brand promises are fast-paced, character-driven suspense with myriad twists and an interwoven thread of faith. All four of those points readers spoke to in my that they see in my writing. So I saw that, but the point is, how do you get that all together in a catchy phrase? And I just messed with it and messed with it till I came up with Seatbelt Suspense that basically says the basis of that, which is fast-paced, we're gonna go for a ride.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to belabor the point, but I want to go back to how you came up with this. In other words, you didn't say, this is what I want to be, so I'm gonna say I'm this. Actually, the readers branded you. You didn't brand yourself.
The readers branded me, and also, obviously, this means you don't do this right away before you're published. You need a number of books, you know, that you've written to establish what kind of writing you do. And see, here's the thing. When you come up with a brand, it is a promise.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So here's my problem. Literally, from now on, I've written myself into this brand. I have told my readers, and they expect from me, fast-paced stories. I may have a lot of what-ifs that come into my brain, but unless they four of my points of my brand promise, particularly that first one, fast-paced, it may be a great suspenseful story, but it would have to unload sort of easily. That's not Seatbelt Suspense. That's not what I write, and it's not what my readers expect.
Do you ever get in, you know, three quarters of the way through a book, or even finish your first draft and go, oh man, they might not need the seatbelt for this one, and have to go back and revise? Or
not do that so much, because if I felt that way, I wouldn't write the book in the first place.
Okay.
I have written some books that were even more character driven than my other books. All my books, even though they're suspense, which you think of suspense as being plot driven, I still think characters need to drive the book. Certain of my books, like Gone to Ground, are very character driven, and I've thought, will my readers like this? It's not as scary, but it's still as tense. It still fits my brand. And so, actually, readers loved that book because they so got into the characters, and characters make the book.
That's great. There's this Einstein quote that I find myself quoting a lot, and that Einstein really valued the simplicity on the far side of complexity. So to get to that simple statement, you had to go through dozens or maybe hundreds of emails and parse through and figure out what do these have in common.
Yes. Because
probably none of them use the word seatbelt, or maybe only a handful. And a lot of them were using other phrases that were similar. And so you had to kind of keep working it. And the easy approach is to go for that simple on this side of complexity. It's like, I'm just going to grab some words that sound good, and I'll just throw it together and it'll work. And so my question for you, though, is what would you say to that beginning author? They're working on their first book, and everyone's telling them they need a tagline. Do you say they should just kind of wait until they're ready, or pick a kind of training wheels tagline?
In the famous words of Nancy Reagan, just say no. You're not ready. They are not ready.
Yeah.
They don't know who they're going to be as an author. And what, you know, this is marketing. You don't want to start this and then have to unravel it. Take it apart. If this is truly your brand, and this Seatbelt Suspense is not only my brand, I trademarked it. I paid lawyers to trademark the thing.
And not just a little bit of money.
And this time it's just got re-trademarked. You know, after 5 years, you have to re-up on it because, you know, goodness knows we have to keep paying the government and then the lawyers. So, but that becomes your brand, and it goes on your website, and it goes on Facebook and Twitter and whatever else. You know, it was on the back of my books and my bios. I don't want to unravel that. It's who I am. And even now that I've started writing contemporaries again, still, my brand is almost working even better for me now, because if I'm not writing contemporaries, I'm saying to my readers, this is a contemporary. Then I say, hey, my next Seatbelt Suspense is coming up. They know what to expect from that.
So you do writing that's outside of Seatbelt Suspense.
I've just started. I've gone back to writing contemporaries. I started writing in both genres, and I'd really like to continue now that and that's what I'm doing.
I love that approach, because what a lot of authors do when they're wanting to pivot to a new genre is they pick a new name, and they kind of start over from scratch, and they have this pen name for this other genre, and it's like they're a brand new author, and they give up all of their brand equity. Whereas with this different tagline, you're able to keep your Brandolyn Collins name, but yet have a different tagline. It's kind of like it's still a Toyota, but this is a Toyota truck. It's different than that Toyota Camry you're used to driving.
Yes, I wanted to build on my brand and my name, and a lot of my readers, my suspense readers, will go over to the contemporaries with them. I mean, readers read different things too. And besides, frankly, the thought of setting up a second website, a second Facebook, and dealing with a whole second persona, oh man, I cannot imagine it.
Just clone yourself, you know, then there'd be two of you to fulfill those.
It's enough
two
to do
roles.
One.
Go ahead. Well, the beginning author, maybe their first book has just come out, or they're not even published yet, and they're trying to do a tagline. We talked about that. But what about the author that has three or four books out, but they don't have a branding and marketing background? And I've seen this happen time and time again, where they come up with this tagline, and they've had five books out, but it's a horrible tagline. What do you say to those people?
Yeah, get help when you need help.
Yeah.
If you're not
a
marketing person, I had marketing in my background.
Right.
So I knew how to write back cover copy and marketing and all that stuff. I knew how if you've got 2 seconds, you got to grab someone's attention, right? And some of these taglines are so long, they take longer than 2 seconds to read.
Right.
So get help when you need it. Go to someone who's done marketing.
Yeah, it is so worth it to do that. And this sounds self-serving, since I'm a branding guy and Thomas is a branding guy, and we do this for authors. But don't even go to us, but go to somebody that knows what they're doing. It is going to be worth it, because as Brandolyn said, this tagline could be lasting for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. And you don't need a tagline to be a successful author.
No.
You know, people have been writing books for 2,000 years, and they've been coming up with taglines for maybe two decades.
Right.
You know? So in many ways, it's almost a fad. And it worked really well for the first few folks to do it. So you were kind of early to the tagline train, and you're on the front, you know, train. So now everyone who talks about taglines quotes you, and they're talking about Seatbelt Suspense. You need a good one. And so it worked for you, but it may not work for everyone. And that's okay, because there are a lot of successful marketing tools and a lot of successful ways to brand yourself. Like Scott Sigler is an author that I look up to in many ways. I'm not a big fan of his writing, but I'm a huge fan of his marketing. And he's got his branding is a lot in his imagery. He does this really dark horror. And if you look at a picture of him, you can tell he writes horror. You know, one of the pictures is him holding these giant scissors with this like white lab coat. And it's like, this guy does medical horror. I can tell from the photo. And he doesn't need, I don't know what his tagline is. Maybe he has one. But, you know, people are often asking me, I need a tagline. And I go, name someone other than Brandolyn Collins that's your favorite author and you remember their tagline. And almost never can they name a single tagline for a single
Basically,
author.
I don't think you need one today. In fact, a lot of authors, I hear a lot of authors talking about, you know, how silly it is to have a tagline these days. And I've always jumped into the conversations and gone, you know, actually, I agree with that. I don't think you need one. Your brand becomes your name right. and readers know who you are through your name.
Right.
However, I came up with this tagline and it has worked for me and I've trademarked it. I'm not doing away with it. Right. It's working.
Yeah.
So, but that doesn't mean everybody needs one. I think the simplest answer is just say no. Keep saying no.
Yeah. And in some ways it's a little bit like a superstition. You know, this worked for someone else and so surely it'll work for me and then everyone is doing it. And what is so important is to measure and experiment. So just because the great James L. Rubart tells you need to do something or Thomas or Brandolin, someone says you got to do something, that doesn't mean that it'll work for you. And so the key is to measure and experiment. And so in one of my crusades in this kind of industry is to bring science back to creative writing, you know, do it for science. So think like a scientist. Scientists are very skeptical. You know, you tell a scientist something and they're not going to believe you. And they're like, well, let me test that. And they'll do their own test. And then they'll know after they conduct the test whether they like the idea or not. And that is so helpful, not just for marketing, but I'd say also for craft. I think there's some superstition sometimes on the craft side too. It's like, why do we do it? Well, because we've always done it. And it's like, well, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a good idea. All right. Anything else on taglines?
I'm sticking with mine. Don't make one for yourself. Just be you.
There you
How's
go.
That?
I like it.
But
like
if you have a perfect tagline.
That's right. If you have a perfect one.
Then feel free to use it. So we're not saying only Brandolin can have taglines.
No, it's not that. It's just that 99% of them are bad. Yeah. So it's worse to have a bad one than just not have one.
Yeah, that's exactly
Or, you know,
right.
you can always get one tomorrow, right? So wait right. until you really have the right one.
Very good.
And the only other thing, Brandolin is at a really fascinating point in her career because Brandolin has been with traditional authors for years and years and years and years, and now she is stepping into the indie world. And so at some point, we would love to have you back and talk to you
She's
about
going
that.
Rogue.
I shall come wear my rogue indie hat.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the Novel Marketing Podcast. This episode has been brought to you by Author Media. We build websites for authors, but what I'd like to feature today is our course, which is 7 Secrets of Amazing Author Websites. It's one of my most requested conference talks, and we have it available for free at authormedia.com.
Oh,
just sign up
price.
For our, low price of $0 and 0 cents. Just go to AuthorMedia, sign up for the newsletter, and that'll get sent to you free of charge, and you'll get our marketing tips sent to you, and you can unsubscribe at any time.
This has been the Novel Marketing Podcast, teaching you how to promote yourself offline, online, and everywhere in between.